Has everybody gotten really obsessed on these?
No.
Yes.
Some of them were pink.
It's the same one that they changed up the colors.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same one as the white one, just for some reason they put out two different colors.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
We're getting set. Okay, wait for the fill up. Hey everybody!
Hey.
My name is Chris Witko. Just say it like that, Chris Witko. Not really, but you know, sounded good. I lead a ministry, a couple ministries called From His Hands, which is my speaking ministry, and the Singles Network, which is how I know Don and some of y'all. And I have a heart for singles. I have a heart for all people who, as far as to spread the word, teach the word, grow the word, equip people, help them to do ministry better. But because I'm single, I'm just like, you know, like helping singles too. So, because, you know, unless you die or your spouse dies, you're going to be single. You know, it's best to learn how it is now, you know, and just, you know, it's not so bad. You know, we don't have leprosy and we don't rub off. And so, but anyway. This last time I checked. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk about icebreaker skits and games because we want our ministries to be fun. We want our Bible studies, our small groups, our events, all of them to be fun and creative and not just like the same old same. And we do icebreakers and warm-up exercises and team building to, one, help people connect that would not normally connect because they need a safe way to connect, an easy way. Something that gives them permission to have to talk to somebody that they wouldn't normally talk to. So with that, stand up. You got your critter, right?
Yeah.
This is what you're going to have to do.
Everybody has a critter.
Who does not have a critter? Who does not have one? Just one? You're going to get a critter. You slipped in by accident.
Oh, I didn't see her. Why?
She's been here all the whole time.
All right, you can look at your critters for nobody else at this moment. Here's the thing. We've got to find the rest of our family. And you know how we're going to find them. You can't find them with your voice because that would be your voice. You have to find them with your animal voice. Now, you can cheat. Don't show anybody your animals now. You can cheat and go... But that's just lame. Who's got a pig? Who's got a chicken? Boring. I want to hear you. So right now, let me just hear your animals. Go. Stop. Now, you not only have to find the rest of your animals, but they have to be the same color and the same shape. Because some of you have pigs, but some of them have babies with their pigs. And some of you have chicken, but you may have a thing on the chicken, not the chicken. Some of you may have a horse that's yellow, one may be green, okay? So, when you find the rest of your family, it'll be up to four people in your family, share your name and what you're going to be doing this weekend. So, go!
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
have like
this.
He's a good guy.
No, I feel like I'm right.
Okay.
I'm Clark.
I'm actually and I got a baby shower to go to the party.
So if I went up to Erna and I was just talking to her, excuse me,
Leon,
yes.
Right? I'm messing with her. She's eventually going to hit me. But we did this in the first hour. We came up with six things about ourselves based on each side of the block. What's great is that you have to then concentrate and look down in front of you, and you don't have to give that eye contact right away. It gives you a little safety zone, a little time for me to kind of collect my thoughts, and then I can play with it, which helps too. So I do the little finger foods, and that's why they have the little finger foods. It's just something that allows me to engage in conversation, even though she's quiet, and then she gets the block. Sometimes I'll do it like that. I'll do one block between two people, and I'll say, now you come up with some things about the block based on what you're thankful for, or something about Christmas or whatever. And it's the same thing. She will talk to me way more than if I just walked up to her and just started talking to her. I might scare her with my personality. Thank you for volunteering. You were voluntold. I'm really into voluntold-telling people. So in our ministries, that's why in Sunday school class, a lot of times we have coffee stations, and that's why we have, you know, it's not because we're all trying to get everybody fat, but it really is in our brain something that helps us with that safety, because otherwise somebody gets into your face, and they're like right there, and you really want to give them a Tic Tac, and this way you have a little time to prepare whatever you're talking about. Y'all are funny. It helps build group identity cohesion. Become more of a team versus individual when you do icebreakers. It helps get everyone involved really quick. That was quick, right? You all got an animal really quick. It can have a purpose or a direction, just like with the sheep. That was purposeful. It should be fun and entertaining. I've done icebreakers that were terribly boring. Like car. What kind of car are you? Well, for a girl, we don't care. This is what that gets us there.
Pretty.
But I've had people do that one, and you work it out, you figure it out, you go, what kind of, I'd rather think of what type of transportation are you? Because I might be a moped, you know, or a motorcycle, ooh, you know. But I've also done the animals. What kind of animal do you think you are? And it's so amazing, the quiet people will go, I think I'm a turtle. I can see that about you. It reveals, I was telling people I'm a lioness. I'm queen of the jungle, but not afraid to submit to the king. I'm looking for one too, by the way. Anyway. They should be designed to energize the group, build momentum right from the start. And they can set the tone for the whole event or whatever activity that you're doing. And then what the person does is, what the group does is, what's your Sunday school class, or your event, you do, the next thing should be what I call a warm-up exercise. So the first one is literally like breaking the ice. You're just trying to get you comfortable. There's a million different ways you can do it, but it's just to get people to start conversation. I have a group that meets every week that I'm the director of, and everybody knows. I get up, the first thing I do is go, woohoo! Stand up. And there's just one or two people that are like, I ain't standing up. I'm sitting. I like those games. I'd rather than just sit there. It does not bother me because I know not everybody likes them. Some people are quiet, some people are shy. It scares them, the thought of having to talk to somebody. It scares them. I let them sit there. I let people come to them. It does not bother me. They don't want to engage. But 99% of everybody else does. They are wanting to be people, but they need somebody to give them a reason why. So I give you an excuse, then you're more likely to share. And if you share, you build a connection. If you build a connection, you might build a relationship. If you build a relationship, you build community. And like I said in the first hour, the more places you connect, the less likely you are to disconnect. Amen?
Amen.
All right. What else am I going to say, huh? Now I'm not covering, caution. Here's a little thing that I'm always cautioning. When you're asking open-ended questions at icebreakers, like I did, what are you doing this weekend? It's called an open-ended question. Do you remember me? Hey. That's a lot of people since last year. I don't remember her. That hair. Uh-oh. She owe me some money?
Don't bring that up now.
Don't bring that up. Never ask anybody what they do for a living. Because not everybody has a job, not everybody likes their job, and not everybody is wanting to share about their job. And so I wait for people to tell me what they do. And if they tell me what they do, like, what are you going to do this weekend? Oh, I'm working. They've opened up the door for me to say, well, what do you do? But if they don't bring it up, I don't bring it up. Because sometimes it can cause things worse, and then people will come back.
That's true. And the focus will be on that, and especially if they're unemployed or they really, really hate their job, or they're doing something that to them is what's that word?
Meaningless.
No, not meaningless.
Meaningless.
Yeah, there you go. So now we're going to move into what's called a warm-up exercise. Warm-up is when, once you've had an event, once you've had a conference, retreat, a gathering, it's the next level. It's another type of icebreaker, but you don't have to break the ice. You've already broken the ice. So now, it's a warm-up exercise. So, stand up.
I don't want to.
Notice behind you is the word sometimes.
Yeah.
Over here is the word no, and over here is the word yes. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you need to move to the wall that best answers the question. Okay? Now, what's great about this warm-up exercise is you can do it as simple. You can make it as simple questions. Like in the beginning, I'm going to ask you a couple simple questions. So it gets a little more complicated, and you can create the content based on what you're trying to do, whether it's theme related to what you're teaching, to whether it's something fun, or whether you really want to know people's junk. And you'd be amazed that people will share way more than you wanted them to share. I don't need no other sins. I'm not a confessional. Thank you. You know. All right. So first one. This is my first Midnight Madness. This is my first one. And it may be your last. Look at that. Look at that, Holly. Look at that. Let's take a picture of them so Cecil will come back. See, my camera's not working there. Let's see. Come on, baby. Bring a smile. Okay. My favorite dessert is anything chocolate. Sometimes it is, so sometimes it's chocolate, not all the time, Alright?
I could not get
along. I learned something in the first session.
What?
I learned something in the first session.
I learned what Lena was.
She didn't go to a session. Hopefully none of you are lying. Okay. Alright, here you go. I have a consistent everyday quiet time with the Lord. Every day. Rigid.
Hi, Sally.
I tell you, liars need to move. Okay, I love this. Now we know who are like the ones we need to talk to, the ones we need to pray for. And yes, that's the ones that are like, well, I go good for a few days, and then something distracts me, and then I'm back. Oh, okay. Next one is, I am married. If you go sometimes.
According to my wife, sometimes.
Well, if you're separated, I guess you're sometimes married. Yes. Look, you guys are singing. Wow, praise the Lord. Look at that. Wow, I should like no offense. She's like, never. Isn't that awesome? No offense to y'all. I love it. This is a church that cares about singles. In fact, the pastor, when he was preaching tonight, he mentioned singleness, which is great. Because, you know, you want your church to care about singles because we make families. Anyway. Okay. Here we go. I love ministry.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I guess I have to let it
in. Here we go. There are times that I want to quit ministry.
What'd
you
say? Not God. Times I
want to
quit ministry.
Yeah.
Times I want to quit.
That's a different right.
You're tired. Stop. People drive you crazy.
Said
She said no. I said yes.
The question is,
oh, are those
times?
I'm
in the wrong
side.
We're none of the
times. All right. And here's the last one.
There is a third option.
I wish I was in Disneyland.
I do not like theme parks. More people like
you guys are crazy.
You do ministry in Disneyland. I do.
All right, you're done. Sit down.
You got yourself in the line.
Trust me, they can't move. They're not going to.
That was cute. Now that, for you guys who want to know what the term is, that's called a continuum.
Okay.
And you can do it from a scale of 1 to 10, or A through Z. I've done it where I've literally put 1 all the way through 10, and you went stood under the number that's closely to whatever it was. And I've done it complicated. I've literally, guys, I've started off with, you know, I love chocolate, and, you know, I love my birthday, and, you know, I love spring, to I think I'm going to hell. And then there's something like, you know, I'm not sure. I hope I'm going to heaven. There'll be a 5 or 6. And what I do is I say, leaders, pay attention to where the new people are going. Watch them. Because this is a strategic warm-up exercise. It's not only to have fun. Y'all are laughing and giggling and joking. But it's to watch. When people say, I love ministry, and there's some that are saying, no, I don't, and you're their leader, why do they, that's someone I want to talk to. Mm-hmm. Or, like, one of the questions I always ask is, do I have all the resources that I need? Do I have the training I need to do the work that I'm doing? Or sometimes I struggle with my quiet time. Sometimes I struggle with understanding God's word. Sometimes I don't understand God's word. These are great questions, but you got to start off with the fun ones for people, like, you know, then they're transparent. And then you see, wow, there's some things that I need to do still. Did you like it?
Yeah.
All right. So now, these are a little bit more informational warm-up. They're designed for participants where everyone may already know each other. They have a specific goal in mind. They should continue to increase the energy and interest. They help participants ease into and feel comfortable with the learning environment by giving them a glimpse into the key ideas that you may develop. So, for instance, if you are studying, if you were doing your lesson on quiet time, you would ask that as one of the questions. If you were doing it on leadership, you might, maybe you're talking about Nehemiah, and you ask questions that you make it whatever you want to make it. As many questions as you want to make the questions, as much as you think people will move. But you have to be strategic in your questions, because you'll make some of them have sometimes, or maybe. Or not all of them, you don't want to make it where you know everybody's going to stay on the same side of the room each time. The whole point is for them to move.
Sure.
It's kind of fun to watch a move and exercise. Well, I don't. They can serve as a way for participants to express their reasons for coming and their goals and expectations. And they set the tone and, again, the pace for the workshop, the Bible study, etc. They continue. So now we're going to talk about who is in my ministry. We're going to go to the next level, which is we're going to have an improv skit. And so I need some actors, and when I give this out to you, you need to line up in order of what role that you have. So there you go.
Oh, it's fun.
Okay.
She's being
vulnerable. There you go. Line up and be ready with your card. There you go. Okay, there you go. Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, that's for you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely for you.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, this is for you. Okay. Oh, this is for you. Oh, this would be good for you. And this is for you. Okay, line up in word of your character. The point of a skit is, again, the same thing. You can do an improv, you can make them up. This one can be anything you want it to be, but this is about the different types of people that are in our ministry. Okay? Now y'all listening, right? The different types of people that are in your ministry that just make it so much fun that you just want to keep doing it all the time. So, Let's start and read your part, or maybe you haven't memorized by now.
Hi, my name is Tanya Talker. I just love to talk about anything. I love this room. It's so nice. I love the chairs and the door, and I love the color blue. And I also love the color red, and I have a dog. His name is Rover. Do you have a dog? Dogs are nice, but so are cats.
Okay, that's so much talking. I'm available, Bill. I love to do work. You can come in today, tonight, whenever. I'll be there anytime. Just name the time of the event, I'm there.
Hi, I'm Teachable Teresa. Just let me know what you want me to learn and I will learn it. I really want to grow, so just let me know.
Hi, I'm Macho Mike. Well, you probably already knew that. I just love the gym. Look at my bicep and my tricep. I can press 300 pounds. And yes, that is my car. 1972 Pinto Classic. It's as good as me.
Oh, great.
Hey, babe.
Phil.
You're looking good. Lose some weight? New haircut? You want to go out?
Hey, I'm controlling Connie. I just really don't like the way you're lined up. I just really need y'all to get in a different order, please. Would you just turn around and let's put you over here, and let's put you here, and you just look better here at the front?
Yeah, I will.
Dave, and well, I think because you can't rely on folks, you should just do it yourself. I mean, I could be the leader, the builder, the guide, security, I can build the wall, and blah, blah, blah.
I am gifted, Glinda, and I am blessed with so many gifts. I can sing, la 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 la, I can dance, da, 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 da. I can draw, I can cook, and I can use the computer. I just have so many gifts.
All right, y'all. I am Teamwork Tom, and I am here to serve. Just tell me what you want done, and I'll do it, because I believe in being a team.
All you see your parts at the same time.
Hey, you guys.
As a prisoner of the Lord,
then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were all. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all.
Yay! You did great! If you want to hear people, it's totally up to you. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah,
I
have memorized.
That was fun. We had fun doing that.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
That's okay. It's supposed to be in the background.
Y'all are some little sheepas. I love that.
I give it to the center for 17
years. Oh my goodness. That was funny. Did you like that? Well, you know what's great about that is it shows us the different types of people in our ministry that drive us nuts. And it's not because of sin, it's just personality. And so in ministry, you know, we can separate the two. You know, those that are sinful, we can deal with the sin, hold them accountable because, you know, we have to have grace, we have our own sin, our own junk. And how has it sin affected our ministry? But so much just personality. They're just like, you just, oh my goodness. But when they're all about themselves, it was chaos, wasn't it? But when all those personalities came together and remembered that we were here for a reason and become unified, become a team, then the voices sounded and went all together. Amen?
Amen.
And so when we're doing what we're doing, the point of it is to bring us together. It's to build that community. So the sound is a wonderful sound. And then even though we're all very different, and I like differences,
I don't want everybody to be exact copy of me. I know I'm perfect, but you know. Well, again, did you have fun, Dave? It was your first time at Midnight Madness. Did you enjoy it?
I
thought he did a good Tom. Don't you think he did? Good Tom. Yeah. Well, they're designed to be performed prior to a message, but they can also follow up a message. They're typically short in nature, requiring little practice or props, and they can include all kinds of personalities, even those that are afraid. When I do conferences or retreats, I love to put people in groups and make them do things together. And I say, you have to involve the quiet ones. You have to give them something. I love to give you a roll of toilet tissue and a theme song, and you just wing it. And usually the quiet person is the one that's holding the toilet tissue. It doesn't matter, but everybody gets to be a part of it. Because I'm just telling you, even the quiet ones want to be included.
Sure.
You know, they just can't be me. So to be able to figure out a way is how can I include them? What can I give them to do? And so even the parts that I give you, I don't know you guys. I don't know if you would have done that or not. It's amazing how some of it is actually applicable to the people who are reading it. How God lines that up. Some of it, yeah, we do need to be aware of how we control and how we don't play along well with others and how we always, every time the door's open where they're working, you know, we have to be careful that it's about him first and out of that relationship, a relationship with others to bring them to Christ. It's not about every time the door's open where they're to serve. Sometimes we spend so much time here that we forget about other people out there. Amen?
Amen.
And that's another message. So here's some types of things that communicate a particular purpose or focus. You guys know some of them? Testimonials. I love testimonials. All different kinds of testimonials. I'll do a 2-minute, a 3-minute, a 4-minute. I'll interview somebody who was afraid, scared to death to get up in front. But I'll interview you and then have you, then I'll show it on video that way. Any way that I can, because again, when people see and relate to your story, it helps them with their story. Songs, music, sounds, dances, dancing, or maybe not here. Anyway, self-portraits, crafts, movie clips, PowerPoint, decoration, lighting, props, food, smells, temperature, location, room layout, greeters, all these things we use in order to help people feel more comfortable, more relaxed. Last session, we talked about the Three Musketeers and how it talks about being a team and how simple of using a piece of chocolate. Dove chocolate always has those little messages inside. And they're wonderful. Hershey Kisses always seem to have some kind of theme or related. Again, and then the Almond Joy. I've done these little packets where you give out, you know, a candy bar and each one has a message or what it's about. It's amazing that you can really take anything and be creative with it. It's just up to you thinking about it. I'm always like, click, 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 click. You can imagine me in a store. I have to stop myself from buying stuff that I may never use. You know, you're like, that'd be good. At what? You know what I'm saying? Like, you go, okay. Move away from the item. You cannot use a metal rooster that's 6 foot tall. it could be about the rooster that crowed 3 times and he was a 9. Okay, draw it on a piece of paper and So now it goes into team building exercises. And I'm looking at my time. It looks like we're going to have maybe time to do this. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to do. Okay, let's do this one real quick, because let's see. Ta-da. Yeah, we got time to do it. At your tables, you need to take, using the objects at your tables, you need to build something in literally 2 to 3 minutes that represents something. A message of some kind. It can be about God, it can be about your group, it can be something you're doing this weekend. Use the blocks to jump at your table and be ready to share. Y'all might want to join their table or vice versa. Maybe y'all can ever join their table. And no, maybe it will be just 2 of you.
Django.
And come up with something you're going to share with the rest of the team.
You need to be light.
That would have been the easiest thing to do.
Maybe.
There we go.
Got it.
Yeah.
What if we put over? And then
There you go.
Well, you know, imagination.
Don't put your light under a bushel.
This can be all the people. It's a good thing that's not a real game. We got it.
What were the other things?
He said it was something about the Bible. I said it was yours and this is the world.
There you go. I was just thinking, like, the light of the world is Jesus, and you know, it's Christmas time, it's snow.
That might be a little bit of a stretch.
We've been used to very long. I did snow Christmas Eve.
I've actually only ever had one white Christmas.
We'll just use Christmas picture as our representation of all the people.
Yes.
Which reveals what's their
not very good.
Yeah.
He sees you inside and out.
That's what we're going for. Yes. It's a very interesting snow thing. It's like fuzzy.
Yeah. All right, so everybody?
Yeah. Oh, I think all right.
These want to go first. You want to, everybody can hear? Oh, let me get my camera.
I want to sit in a chair.
All right, no place for hate.
Are you going to take a picture of this one?
He came to die.
So we made a cross with the blocks, and at the bottom we have the bricks because God is our foundation, and the question mark is next because we do have questions in our life. But even though we do, we need to trust that God will open doors. That God will open doors. He sees you in and out. That's the X-ray picture. He sees you inside and outside. Put God number one in your life,
oh gosh,
and be the light of the world. You're all like, can we have two more minutes?
We did blocks. We put blocks on the table. And these are blocks.
Okay,
and a giggle in it.
Okay, who's over here? These ladies.
Okay, alrighty.
What's your name?
My name is Nidhi Yalu. And we come out with Christmas tree. And Christmas tree, when it's Christmas time, we can think about Jesus, right? Jesus was born in a manger, and he came to this world in order to give life to those who had no hope. And those who confess their sin, receive Christ into their life, they become saved. And they got a path to heaven. And in heaven, there's chocolate too.
All right, you guys go next.
I feel like I'm 4 years old.
Tell a story.
So we put our lamp is on a, we're not hiding our lamp, and we put it under a shade here, but we don't want to do that. We want to shine out for all the
don't
people to see.
Don't put your light under a bushel. Yeah. I love it.
Our bushel in this case is clear, but you can use your own.
So that's it?
That's it. Like I said, we had lots of this one stuff.
I like it. Okay.
And I'm changing.
All right, here we go. Preserves and bottle hummus.
No, we had three things we did.
Woo, three things, okay.
Okay.
Overachiever.
Well, we built a church with our blocks, and Jesus is the cornerstone, and the church is the light to the world.
Amen.
And then we also gathered up all our trash for all the things in our life we need to get rid of. There's sin, and we need to give things up and get rid of the trash in our life. And then, what's the love we
I don't know. It's supposed to be the crown with your jewels that you're
going to have before the Lord.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's so special. That's so good. That's so good. Okay. We see the theme with the candle here.
These two young folks were challenged by the old sleepy folks.
Oh, like, come really, on now. You'll make it. You'll make it. What? Oh, you're
not. Make it?
Yeah, you'll make it. All right.
So we constructed a lighthouse because we should be in the lighthouse to the people of the world who don't know Jesus.
That's very good.
I love it. And what's the green thing?
That was trying to come with a different story.
After the first table went, we had to go to the lighthouse.
That's a bush. That's against
that's
the lighthouse, right?
That's good. Okay, last thing. Dr.
Patel. Well, that was actually the sacrifice. Before Jesus came, they used to have to do sacrifices of cows. That's
okay.
Really good. So we had the manger. So now Jesus, the lamb of the world, or sheep, came in. He was also the light of the world. We have the light. Star that guided.
Oh, y'all did great.
Maybe we all need it. Stand up and find a partner. Now, does everybody have a partner? Do you need odd person out?
I'm odd.
Anybody odd out? Okay, now I want you to look at your partner. Okay. Now, when you put your hands in front and put it against their hands and lean. Okay. Now, I want you to take a step back and lean. You guys are going to run into each other's shoes. Okay. Take a step back and lean. Okay. Take a step back. Take a step back. Right?
Maybe they don't do it as well. Maybe I need to come beside them and help them. Maybe I need to show them some ways to do it better. But teamwork is so important. God talks about it from the very beginning. It was He and Adam was the first team. Adam and Eve, the second team. Their children, and so forth, and so forth. God wants us on a team. He wants community. The enemy does not. Just keep remembering. All you've learned at all from this weekend, from tonight, is that the enemy does not want you to come together. He wants to separate you apart. That is the only thing. Just remember, everything you do, from people who annoy you, people you wish they would go to somebody else's Sunday school class. They might be in here. Understand that when you wish them away, you're wishing an opportunity for ministry. And because thank God somebody didn't wish you away. So team building, they help you communicate a particular theme, have a goal of building your team for a particular purpose, for growth, unity. They can be short or very long. They include all kinds of personalities and all kinds of props. So here's some things to remember. Your selection of the right activity, the game, the icebreaker, the skit, it depends on the topic. What are you teaching on? It's going to change. It's going to vary. Whether you put people in together, women, men, young, older, I love to break groups up. I let people learn from different people. I will put people together based on marital status, male, female, younger, older, divorced, single, with children, no children, working, not working. Again, just to create a variety of different life situations to discuss questions. Just again, kind of keep them, you never know what I'm going to do. If you really want to hang out with him and you really want to get to know him, then just go somewhere. But in my group, I really want you to meet some new people and hear their stories. Because you don't know the person that's there that's going to go home and not come back. You don't know the person that's going to go home and hurt themselves. And you may have the opportunity to minister to them before that could happen. Things to remember, the setup of your room, it's really important that you look at the lighting, the windows, the doors, the sounds. When I brought people here, I saw the highway. I said, I'm not going to be have that to my back, because then all you guys be doing, right? Because I want to watch your faces. I want to be able to tell you you're getting tired, you're getting bored, you're not listening, you're getting restless. That's how I teach. I want to watch you. But I know enough that when you guys are doing things and you know you're going to have distractions, you don't put white people beside you. I don't know who was thinking of that. But that's the reality. Is that when you guys are doing something, be thinking of your environment before you get there. Walk into the room. Look at how it smells. It smells funky. Spray with Febreze, Think about your food, the things that you bring, and what people can eat. Pizza, I love pizza, but it's terrible food. It's extremely high in fat, and it's not healthy, and it's just... I know it's easy, but think about the people you're serving to. Think about fruits and vegetables. I know I'm the last person you thought would say that, but I'm so thankful for the snacks. They were so healthy. Mm-hmm. It's so easy for us to go always order pizza. But like for some of you that are young, start now making sure that you have healthy items at your events so that you're not in 30 years looking at a bunch of fat Baptists. I can maybe listen to that later. Like, what did she say? Yes, we can have chicken at our event. It doesn't have to be fried. Think about the length of your session, your class, whether participants already know each other or not, and your own personality, your style as a teacher. These are all factors to think about when you're doing icebreakers and skits and games and whatever. On the K-Love cruise, the last day, we couldn't go to the private island because there was 8-9 foot waves going up against the island, so we had to stay on the ship. And I wasn't too upset about it, whatever, I get water or not. I'm not a huge water person. I'm more of a mountain person. But at the last minute, we were forced to do something on the ship. And so I was with the singles group, and so they had to announce to all 2,700 people that all the singles are going to be meeting in the disco lounge. And I just loved it, So we all got up there, and there was about 100 of us that showed up. And we had someone teaching dance lessons, line dancing. And I decided, I'm going to really mess with these people. We're going to do musical chairs. Now, a lot of people had no musical chairs since they were children. So some of them were like, some of the older folks were like, I didn't know they were doing, Some people had like little canes, And then some were like little young whippersnappers, And I thought, we got them out there. The ones with the canes are like, get out of my way.
And we did to the song Happy. How's it go? Right? Everybody was saying this kind of like movement, you just like can't help yourself. And down at the beginning, it was down to two girls, a younger one and an older one. And I just thought they were going to kill each other for that last share. And people laughed. And do you know, on the website, I asked the question today, what was your favorite thing from the cruise? And most people said people that I met, which I would agree. And the last day, when we could not go to the island and we were forced to spend time together. The challenge for me was for 2 hours to come up with activities. 2 hours. So we did small group stuff with toilet tissue. And we did a scavenger hunt game where you like find somebody with red shoes and somebody with a tattoo and, you know, and all those little things. You know, everybody's done those things to death. And then I had some other creative things that we did, and we just shared them with people in serious groups and talked about what God had spoken to them that week. The most important part of the week. They didn't say going to the beach. They didn't say necessarily the mission trips. They enjoyed those too, but it was that time together making them do things they would normally not do unless somebody is creative to come up with. Be sensitive to the time of year, the holiday, the occasion when you pick them. Not everybody enjoys them. Be sensitive to those and just tell them they don't have to participate. It's okay. And when your audience is singles, be sensitive to male, female pairing. Make sure your groups are at least 3 people. Sometimes I've given you guys a sample of some icebreakers, team building, and some great web links, but I actually sell a little packet for $5 on my website. And I'd give it to you, but it helps me in my ministry. It's what I do for a living. If you want a huge, massive list that you can edit yourself and make it, customize it for anything you're doing, you go on my site, and it's somewhere on this page.
It's in the middle of the second page.
There you go. And you can order it and get all of them. But I have already pre-edited them to make sure nothing weird. Like, I don't pass balloons between people. Weird. Some of the things they tell you to do. I went to one group and they were passing a lifesaver with a toothpick in their mouth. I said, first of all, no. I don't know you, although you're awful cute. But I don't know if you brushed your teeth today. If you have teeth, I don't know. We are doing perfect on time. Can I open in prayer? Of course not, but I will close in prayer. And we have also, one of you has a little item on your handout. I don't know, is it a star or is it a cat or a little drawing that I drew on the front of the handout? Who has it? What do you have? Let me see. You get the door prize. Yes, so Justin will get that to you in just a moment. But first, he is going to pass out all these packets of gum. Don't open them. Just take them for me. Also, if you have an icebreaker that you think I have not heard, or variation of one, put it on a sticky note and give it to me today, or you can email it to me. I did the same thing with the last group. We came up with anything creative, ideas, social ideas. Also, put it on a sticky note and give it to me. Chances are you have it on the list, but I might not have your variation of it, okay? And that's how I gather them. I research and find them. And so you don't have to do the research. I research, gather them, put them all in one big long thing, and then you can, you know. Everybody got gum? Almost. Okay. Now, if you're looking at this pack of gum, it looks like a pack of gum, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's a pack of gum?
Yes.
How do you know it's a pack of gum?
I can see
it.
Because I said it was a pack of gum? It looks like a pack of gum? Does it smell like a pack of gum?
Yes.
So you sure everything in there is gum?
There's something.
Well, what else is in there?
The
wrapper may be in there. Okay, well then open up your gum and pour out the contents.
Oh, hey. gum.
Mine's gum.
I got a verse.
I got a verse.
I got a verse.
You
got a verse.
I'm
best children get a verse.
Yeah, the ones that say
freedom. Everybody get their gum open?
Uh-huh.
Did everybody get a verse?
Yeah.
What?
No verse.
What? Look inside that thing. They all should have them because they were personally put in, so.
Unless it's hit really well.
I'm not sure what happened. But here's the point. Here's the point of it. Not everything is what you assume it is on the outside. You don't know what's always on the inside. The point of that is a great object lesson, is to teach people that just because what you think is on the outside does not mean what's on the inside. So people may hear on the outside to be happy, wonderful, praise God, hallelujah, quote scripture left and right, in church every time the door opens, and yet at home they're dying. At the same time, what appears on the outside is somebody you don't like, kind of hateful, kind of stuck up, smells funny, looks funny, and yet they're the most amazing person you've ever met your whole life, but you never took the time to get to know them. So this is just all this is. It's just a little object lesson just to show you that not everything is as you think it is. And you're probably thinking, how did I get them in there, right? Some people wonder if I ordered them Oriole Trading. No, I just kind of slid down the side and stuck them in.
See, the funny thing is, mine had it slid in the side. It just didn't have a verse in
it.
Yeah,
I had to triple check that. All right, let's stand up and pray. Did you learn something?
Yes.
All right, don't forget to get a sticky. By the way, this is my card of my information. If you are a single and you're in ministry of any kind, leadership, you teach, whatever, I have the Wikipedia of single ministry, right, Holly?
Yes.
So if you want to be on my leadership team, I mean, if you want to get leadership emails, I do them once a month, please fill out one of these little sheets like this. It's up here. They're up here somewhere. Here we go. They're up here. And, but you can also just contact me for whatever questions. And, was there something else? I can't remember. It doesn't matter, does it? Oh, books. I have some books over here if you want to buy one. And you can. I've written a few Bible studies. So women's studies and single studies. So if you just love Jesus. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another great workshop. Lots of fun, learning some things that icebreakers can be more than just, well, where are you from? And the learning can actually be purposeful. They can lead to something. They can engage and bring things out of people that wouldn't normally bring out. And that, Lord, they can be used anywhere, at any time, in any place to break up the monotony of the environment, the event, the place, waiting in line, in the grocery store, at a restaurant, Lord, that you can really engage people in conversation and find out about them. So thank you for everyone here. I pray they have a wonderful last session and bring us all back together for the main meeting at the end. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.